like this on the air. So please call in and make your pledge now, 217-244-9455. We've got two books, again, as our premiums for this hour. Those books are The Political Economy of Media, my brand new book, and also The Great Financial Crisis, Causes and Consequences. $60 gets you one of those books. $100 gets you both of them. But, you know, again, I don't – give what you can. And I mean this both ways. And, John, you understand what I'm talking about, because we've – this is something you and I talk about a lot. If you don't have $60, it's just you don't have that sort of money, give what you can. Maybe it's $10, maybe it's $15, maybe it's $20, whatever you can give. Because as I said, the target they give me here is never a cash target. It's always callers. It's because they understand people give what they can. And so they want to see how many people will call. And secondly, if you're fortunate, if you're in a good situation financially and you appreciate this show and you appreciate this station, you know, this is the time maybe to ramp it up a little bit, because there are people at the other end who really aren't going to be able to give that much money this time because of the financial situation. This might be the time, if you're normally able to give $200, maybe give $500, maybe give $1,000, because there are other people down there at the $20, $30 end who simply are going to have to drop out but still need this station, still want to listen to it, but simply aren't going to be able to participate for the time being. So this is the time. Get on the phone, 244-9455. John, I've just got a scoreboard update.
And all right.
We are, I'm glad to say, well, we've had a good burst here in the last, I guess Professor Chomsky, I'm going to give him a commission. We're up to 32 callers in the first hour. So we've almost.
I think maybe our you know, shameless pitching probably is part of this too. You know, people are so sick of hearing us beg.
I think
they're
so.
They're going to give to make us talk about politics or something.
Well, let's hope people will keep going, giving right now at the number 244-9455. We desperately need folks to call in and make the pledges. We've got a target of 80 callers. We've still got a long, long way to go. And I want to emphasize to people again that I'm honored by the fact that Media Matters sort of is batting third and fourth in the WILL lineup for fund drives right now. They gave me a target of 80 callers for these 2 hours. And it's a tall order. I think we can do it. We have a large listenership. John, I don't know if I told you this, but the ratings apparently for the area, this was the number one ranked show for its time slot, if I'm not mistaken, Jay Pierce, the last set of ratings. So we know there are lots of listeners in the area right now listening to the show, but we do need them to call in. We need them to call in and say, this is important radio, because this show wouldn't work if we had to sell 10 minutes of advertising every hour, 12 minutes. You know, so in between Joseph Stiglitz talking about the economic collapse, we have to go to a toilet paper advertisement or a beer ad. That sort of stuff wouldn't cut the mustard. That would be an insult to the intelligence of our listeners. And the last thing this program ever wants to be, and this station ever will be, is an insult to your intelligence. Listeners need to treasure that. We know you do. But now we need you to show your support by calling 217-244-9455. Make that pledge. Give whatever you can. $60 gets you one book. $100 gets you two. One book is so new, it hasn't even been printed yet. They're writing the last chapter as we speak today.
They're making it up as it goes.
Well, making it up might be, I wouldn't say that about my dear friends. In fact, it's
teasing, but understand this, that when we talk about premiums for this show, the books that you make available, that these are books that are of the moment. They are of the discourse now. And there are other programs that have wonderful premiums, great books that, you know, histories and you know, fiction and things of that nature. But this program is different. This program has always been about, you know, taking a look at the crisis as it evolves from the middle of it. Both of these books are terrific vehicles, not to read up on what happened, but to arm yourself to be an activist, to be a real citizen in this moment. And that's what this show does. That's why Bob and I are so excited about coming on and saying to people, you know, you need to support this program. Not because, you know, it matters to us per se, although it surely does, but because we really do believe that it is essential that just WILL maintain this incredible voice and this incredible light in the darkness of major media at this point.
John Nichols, our guest today on Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, here in WILL AM 580. John Nichols, I do want to ask you, before we go back to shameless pledge wrapping for another long stretch, but I do want to ask you about the tenor of this presidential campaign. I've been struck over the last week with some of the very strong rhetoric coming out of some of the McCain and Palin events about patriotism and about issues of race and sympathy for terrorism. And I'm wondering, is this something that has existed in American politics, nothing new, that just the age of YouTube now suddenly we all know about it? Or is this sort of a weird and not especially pleasant phase that American politics is going through?
Well, it's a little of both, Bob. It is a weird and not particularly pleasant reality. But we should understand, American politics has always had its rough and even deeply troublesome edges. The first great American presidential campaign in 1800 between John Adams and Thomas Jefferson was all about race and class and the power of government to spy on people and the threat of war and economic challenges and debates. So the reality is that there's always been an edge. We shouldn't fear the edge, but we should have the wisdom that, frankly, our ancestors did, and that is to make a distinction between the silly partisan attack and the substantive issue you need to know about. It is relevant to know what John McCain has to say about the economy and the extent to which that is influenced by his campaign donors. It is similarly relevant to ask those same questions about Barack Obama. And frankly, if they're taking money from Wall Street and voting the way Wall Street wants, we should call them crooks. And we should be blunt about it. We should use language that isn't very pleasant.
John Nichols,
by the same token, I agree with Colin Powell that many of these silly attacks on Obama about who he met 10 years ago or whether he bumped into somebody on the street are demeaning to our politics. They're part of a tradition of demeaning politics, but they are worthy of repute.
Our guest today, John Nichols, here in Media Matters. This is the Pledge Drive Show. We desperately need people to call in right now to show their support for Media Matters, for the sort of radio programming we bring you every single week for 6.5 years, and for the station that has the courage and the decency and the vision to carry a show like this and stand behind it and support it, WILL AM 580. The number here at WILL, 217-244-9455. We've got a couple of great books for you at the $60 pledge. $100 gets both of them. One book, my book, The Political Economy of Media, brand new. The other book, not even in print yet, The Great Financial Crisis, Causes and Consequences, a book I think so strongly about. I made a deal with the publisher to get it hot off the press for our listeners if they pledge, because I've read most of this book already in draft form, and it is one of the most extraordinary treatments of the economy I've had the privilege of reading. We do have another guest joining us now. I have the honor to welcome to our phone lines from, I assume, California, a frequent guest on Media Matters, one of our favorite people, Norman Solomon. Are you there, Norman?
I am. Hi, Bob.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I assume you're out there in California?
I am.
How's the weather?
Well, the weather is climatically very pleasant. Politically, some of the winds from other parts of the country are, you know, a bit turbulent.
I'll say, now you were, Norman, and it's an interesting story, you were an Obama delegate at the Democratic National Convention, although in your own writings you express, you know, considerable reservations about his specific policy program.
That's right. I was elected as an Obama delegate. I think it's very important. If people don't want to be disillusioned next year, they shouldn't have illusions this year. And I think it's, you know, part of the illness, if you will, that besets the mass media is that there's so much spinning all the time, and you always have the feeling, or so often have the feeling, for instance, watching cable news, that in effect people are just spieling off their talking points, and it begins to be difficult to see the difference between the advertisements and what passes as the back and forth of news. And I think we need to try to get to a different place.
And I think that leads, of course, to the subject of today's program, which is the absolute importance of independent public media, community media programs like Media Matters.
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble hearing you on the line here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Norman Solomon, joining us from California. I was just saying that, you know, the point of the exercise today is the singular importance of having programs like Media Matters and stations like WILL so citizens can cut through the spin and the hype and actually get some information of value.
Yeah, well, I have to say that as I travel around the country, people are acutely conscious of where the cracks in the corporate media walls are, and they're appreciative. They want to support it. They want to find it. a lot of people I know listen to Media Matters as a podcast, and I think that people who are able to support this radio station and help sustain this program are not just helping people within the Signal footprint of WILL, but really helping people around the country.
You know, I'm glad you raised that point, Norma Solomon, because I don't know the exact figures now. I haven't seen them recently, but we get a large audience of people who podcast the program, larger than our listening audience over the air by far. And the cost for the station of doing that is something in the order of $100,000 a year to do all the computer services connected to WILL. And my show accounts for apparently a third or half of the podcasts, or if not more. So my show's hogging up a lot of the expense here. So that's a big cost that the station assumes so people can listen to this show on computers anywhere in the world through podcasting. And those of you who are getting this through podcast, you know, even if you don't hear it live, in real time, that doesn't stop you from calling and making a pledge at 217-244-9455. And we need those of you listening to it live, though, to step up to the plate. We still are not halfway to our goal. We've only got 49 minutes left. We've given a goal of 80 callers today. So please do call 244-9455. Join the team. Show your support for radio broadcasting at WILL for the sort of radio you hear with guests like Norman Solomon, John Nichols, Noam Chomsky, Janine Jackson. The list goes on and on. A chance to hear them speak. We need you to call and show your support today. Norman Solomon, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Bob.
And have a great week.
You too.
You know, we do have a few people to thank, but I've just been given a challenge here by Jay Pierce, who's working the board. Jay Pierce does every job here just about. He must be the utility infielder on the WILL softball team, too. He said that if we can get 80 calls today, we will beat Friday's morning edition, which was sort of kicked off the pledge drive and which is the most listened to show in the station. So we've been thrown down the gauntlet by morning edition. The challenge, can we top them? We need to get to 80. We're not quite halfway there. We do have a few people I want to thank before we go back to John Nichols. Urbana, again, stellar. Want to thank Kathy Conbianis, and I apologize for mangling up any pronunciation, from Urbana. Anthony Pollock from Urbana. Nancy Stagg from Urbana. Thank all three of you. Another Charleston, Charles Delman. Thank you so much, Charles Delman. Mike Talkington from Sydney. Gregory Bush from Oak Park, way up in Oak Park, getting us. Great work. Good work on the signals. Thank the engineers for me, Jay Pierce. And then Champaign comes through, my new hometown. We've got a couple Champaigns here we want to thank. We've got Don McClure. Thank you so much. And we also have, who do we have here? Oh, Donna Cox and Robert Patterson. Thank you all from Champaign. And we would like to thank Herbert Morgan from Urbana as well. Thank you so much. So we got a lot of folks there that we were able to thank, and we really appreciate getting calls. But we do need more folks to call in. We're just getting started now. This station, this program, depends upon listener support. We don't have advertisers. We don't have owners. The money we get from the government, from the state government, from the university is under brutal attack simply because of the tremendous fiscal crises facing public institutions today in the United States. We know that everyone's facing hard times economically, so give what you can give. The goal they give me here at WILL is only to get 80 callers. It is not it's not a cash amount. They just want people to show their support. If you can only give $5, $10, $15, $20, give $5, $10, $15, $20. Give what you can. Believe me, it's important. It all adds up. We are all small donors here to keep this station going. It's a community-oriented public station. If you can give $60, you're eligible to get one of the brand-new books that we've been talking about, either my book, The Political Economy of Media, or The Great Financial Crisis, the brand-new book, not even in print yet, on the financial and economic crisis facing the United States and the world today. $100 gets you both books. And if by chance you're a very fortunate person who is in good situation financially, has some security, and you treasure this programming, and I know there are many of you who do, who treasure this show, who are delighted to see this on the air and welcome it every week as an alternative to what else is out there in discussing the events of the day, both in media and politics, give more. This is the time maybe to ramp it up a little bit. Instead of giving 200, give 500. Instead of giving 500, give 1,000. Because those of you who can, this is the time you have to carry a little heavier load, because those at the other end who are struggling, this can be much harder for them to give that $10, $20, $30 than they might have a year or two ago. So those who can carry more of the load need to step up to the plate and really do the job. And we really need you all badly right now. WILL I mean, I wish everyone could come down here and see the station. And it's a beautiful building, which is a little bit misleading because it was a generous grant from the Campbells some time ago. But, you know, the facilities, the equipment we're using in here, they all need upgrade, and it costs money. We're understaffed. We've got Jay Pierce working three jobs. And the people here love public radio. That's why they're here. It's a passion for people in this building to do public radio. They stand behind the programming. They embrace it. But it really depends upon listeners. Listeners calling up 244-9455, area code 217, and making their pledge, showing their support. We need 40 more listeners to call in the next 45 minutes. And if you don't want to call, you're not a phone type person. You're an online type. You're sitting in front of your computer. You can just go to willpledge.org. Willpledge.org, and you can make an online donation. So, but whatever you do, you got to make the call. John Nichols.
Yes, sir.
You still with me?
I am completely.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, John, you know, what does it say? What's your take on the fact that John McCain went to that Alfred Smith dinner in New York last week with Barack Obama? They both gave very witty speeches. But John McCain basically acknowledged in that speech that all the sort of claims he's making about Obama being terrorist sympathizer and hanging out with heirs, a lot of baloney, acknowledging it, joking about it. And then going out and since then, doing nothing but run robo-telephone ads and stuff, trying to treat the American people like that's a serious set of charges that he's more or less acknowledged for baloney.
Well, I think that what you really see at this Al Smith dinner, and I do recommend people to Google it and go take a look at the speech by Obama and the speech by McCain, which are both stellar, fabulously funny, well-done speeches by both candidates.
Indeed.
And in fact, if you see the video of it, they clearly were getting along fine. And the thing that I think is important is that gives you a picture of the dramatic disconnect between how the political class and the elites of the media class communicate among themselves and how they communicate to the American people. Understand that John McCain was making a joke of his attacks on Barack Obama. He was essentially saying to the crowd, look, you know, I know you guys would never invite me back if I stood up here and actually tried to insult your intelligence by suggesting that Barack Obama wasn't a patriot or suggesting that he was a terrorist or suggesting that anybody in the world cared at all about Bill Ayers or about his middle name or anything like that. So I'm going to just make jokes about it because it's funny, right? But then the second he left that room, both he and all the national political reporters who were in the room walked out and went back into the alternative reality, how they talk to the American people. And the way they talk to the American people is they treat this stuff seriously, you know, and they pretend it's a big deal or even that it's worthy of consideration. Even if they criticize McCain for being over the top, they still pretend that it's worthy of discussion. It's not worthy of discussion. And the fact of the matter is that the divide between reality and what we are spoon-fed as both politics and political coverage is more glaring today. It runs deeper today than perhaps at any time in our history. And so the Al Smith dinner, to my mind, is, you know, sort of like, it's almost like the in Matrix, you know, where you take the pill and you suddenly see the reality.
Mm-hmm.
you watch that and you suddenly see the reality that most of what we are hearing on television, radio, and reading the newspaper about this campaign is a fantasy.
And, John, take the pill and tell people what the reality is for WILL right now.
Well, I mean, we just said it, right? I mean, listen, we just discussed, I think, you know, and I'm not paying myself any compliments, but you and I have just dissected a little element of this campaign in a way that you're just not going to hear on CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, Fox, or for that matter, MSNBC. The fact of the matter is that almost all of our national broadcasters are in on the joke, and they don't want to let you in on it. This program is essentially constructed to say, hey, if you listen in for an hour a week, we'll give you a lot of information about how it's working. You'll know what's going on. Maybe you already know, but you'll know more detail. You'll be better prepared for the arguments of the coming week. That's why this show is so important. This is a program for smart people who want to get smarter, for engaged citizens who want to be better citizens. but it only works if those engaged citizens ante up. You know, give what you can. Five, ten, a hundred. Doesn't matter. We always say it doesn't matter the amount, and we really are serious about that. The other thing we're serious about, though, is that at the end of the day, we want to be able to go to WILL folks like Mr. Pierce, but also to national media folks and say, oh, yeah, we know all public radio does fund drives. That's very common. And often in a good hour, they may get 20 callers or 30 callers. Well, we've got this little show. Bob McChesney has this little show out in Champaign, Urbana. When he does a pledge drive, he gets 80 callers. He gets 85, 90, you know, because people are so committed at the grassroots to supporting this program. That's why we need your calls, and that's why we need the numbers.
That's right. The number, thank you, John Nichols, 217-244-9455. And the lines are a little slow right now. We have some wonderful volunteers who come in, take time out of their weekend because they believe strongly in this show, and they believe strongly in WILL. Waiting for people to call in at 244-9455. We have two books for pledge drive premiums. My book, The Political Economy of Media, just came out this year in 2008, and also a brand new book that isn't even in print yet, The Great Financial Crisis, Causes and Consequences. It won't be out probably for 5 or 6 weeks, but it's such an important book, I've read large parts of it, that I've arranged so it will be sent from the printing press directly to WILL and then on to you. So you can have either of those for $60 or both for $100, but we do need people to support us. You know, we only get, John, roughly 10% of the people who listen to Media Matters and WILL AM 580 call in and make pledges. We have a pretty large audience now, but we have a lot of people who are letting other people carry the load and pay the bills for them. And if you're one of the people who's been calling up and pledging support, and I've read a bunch of your names already, I love you. And we all love you here. You're part of the team. If you were here, I'd give you a big hug if you wanted it. But if you're one of the people who's listening now and listening to John Nichols and Noam Chomsky, who's been listening to Joe Stiglitz and Paul Krugman and Bernie Sanders and some of our guests in the past, Janine Jackson and Tom Frank, if you're one of those people who listens to the show but isn't contributing, take a long look in the mirror and ask yourself, you know, what's the program here? What are you trying to accomplish? We need your support staying there. It's not optional money. It's really where you step forward and say, this is important to me. I stand behind it. It sends a message not only to the station, not only to the public broadcasting community, but to the government, too, the state of Illinois, to the government of the University of Illinois, to the federal government. This programming is important to the people in this country. Public radio is important, and Media Matters is important. This is your chance to really register a vote that, believe me, will count. You can't give $100? Don't give $100. Give whatever you can. We understand how difficult it is for people to make donations in hard times. But that also means for those of us who are privileged enough to have steady incomes, who have secure futures, this is the time maybe to ramp it up a little bit, to help out our brothers and sisters at the other end who are hard-pressed right now and can't make that $10, $20, $30 pledge they'd like to make, they normally would make. They've got to really watch their money a lot more closely with the uncertainty of the coming times. If you can give that a little extra, give it. Because there's one thing I think that John has emphasized, that Norman Solomon emphasized, that Janine Jackson emphasized, that Noam Chomsky emphasized. In the times we're entering right now, we need programs like Media Matters. We need stations like WILL AM 580 more than ever. Now, more than ever, as we enter these great crises with foreign policy, with economics, with the very nature of our democracy and the fabric of our democracy, as John McCain put it, being threatened, this is the time we need the highest quality information. The whole system of the United States is predicated on there being an informed citizenry. The whole notion of informed citizenry is predicated on there being a viable press system. That's what this show and this station are dedicated to. First and foremost is helping create an engaged, informed citizenry, not making money for someone selling toilet paper or six packs of beer or whatever they're selling, running shoes, but rather to engage and enlighten the community and engage in a conversation on the pressing, important issues of the day, defined by what people in this community care about and people who care about politics care about, not what advertisers care about. To do that sort of programming requires money. We've got to pay the same electrical bills as everyone else, the same plumbing bills, the same heating bills, and that means we need everyone to call in, all hands on deck right now, 217-244-9455, or if you're an online-type person or you're getting us to a podcast, go to willpledge.org. And we've got great premiums for you at the $60 level. You can get either my brand new book, The Political Economy of Media, or you can get the book yet to be published. It's just about finished. It'll be off the presses at the end of November. The Great Financial Crisis, Causes and Consequences. $100 gets you both of them. And, you know, as we keep saying, if you can't listen to a show, they're all up on the internet. You can get the podcast. The whole archive is accessible at the internet. Just go to the Will website and click on Media Matters. You'll find it there. And, John, you know, I think you heard the numbers. We get a lot more listeners through podcasts now, or as many as we do through over the air with live broadcasts. And that, you know, it's not free to create an internet presence for a public radio station. They're spending $100,000 here at WILL to make the programming available online. And my show, I'm proud to say, accounts for a big chunk of the podcast, maybe half of them. But, you know, that's a lot of money that the station has to pay to make it available to people around not only in the Champaign-Urbana area, but really worldwide now to listen to Media Matters. All the more reason for people who are getting it via podcast to join the team and also to make their contributions too.
Well, I understand this, that our media is radically changing. You know, you and I both came into this game mostly concerned about saving newspapers, let's be honest. A lot of our activism, although we've talked about broadcast and television and the web, was rooted in the notion that we saw the collapse of newsrooms around this country and basic coverage at the local and state and national levels. Well, you know, 10 years into you and I writing books about this stuff, 20 years into you writing books about it, things are worse than ever. Newspapers are dying, and the resources that used to be available for broadcast to cover things are drying up. It's not that big media doesn't make a lot of money. It does. But because they take so much profit out, we have a situation in media that's an awfully lot like the situation with the financial institutions where you had, you know, these CEOs taking out so much money that at the end of the day, when somebody came looking for some real money, it wasn't there anymore. Well, media itself in this country is an absolute crisis. You know that the campaign planes covering Barack Obama and John McCain are emptier than at any time since you had campaign planes in the most exciting presidential election in history. And that's because big media isn't sending reporters out to cover these campaigns anymore. They're all doing it from the studio or they're doing it from the ground. And do you know that if you go on a campaign plane in the final weeks of this campaign for either of the major candidates, you'll have as many foreign news reporters, newspaper reporters, as domestic? Because the foreign media still covers this. They still think it's a big deal. And our media is not doing the job. So programs like this, which, you know, want to dig in deep to the politics and cover it in a serious way and talk about it in real and cutting-edge manner, become more essential than ever because you just aren't going to get the depth, even from your daily newspaper anymore.
John Nichols, our guest. I'm Bob McChesney. You're listening to Media Matters here on WILL AM 580 in beautiful Urbana, Illinois. I just got the notification at the as we approach the 90-minute mark of our two-hour marathon show, we've got 57 pledges so far.
We are kicking.
Well,
it's
we're just about on path. We need 23 more. But, you know, this is the time. I know there are a lot of people just tune in now because I don't think there are few people have been listening to the full 2 hours. If you have been listening to the full 2 hours, bless you. And if you haven't pledged and you've listened this far, make your call. But for those of you just tuning in now, I'm Bob McChesney. This is Media Matters on WILL AM 580. We've been on the air here for 6.5 years. It's been my pleasure to do this show. I wish I could convey to you what an absolute delight it is for me every week to get a chance to read a book by someone like Robert Kuttner or Joseph Stiglitz or Tom Frank. The list goes on and on. And then come in and talk with the author or just talk with some journalist or someone doing something interesting about the world today and to take your calls. It's been a real pleasure for me. And I think listeners are aware that I do this as a public service. I don't get paid a dime for this. John Nichols doesn't get a dime for being on this show.
Hold it.
You don't?
No dime for me?
Sorry, John. I'll take you out for a beer sometime.
All right.
But we do this because we believe in media. We believe in journalism. We believe in public radio. It's a labor of love for us. And we're fortunate to have day gigs that help pay the bills, so it's not pressing for us. But we do this because we are concerned about the lack of ability of Americans to get access to this sort of information. And fortunately, WILL AM 580 is a station that believes in this too and has stood behind this show and stood behind public affairs and local
And what is program. That phone number, Bob?
It is 217, area code, for those calling from outside the area, 217-244 9455. We need 23 more pledges in the next half hour.
We can do this. And you know what? The thing is, it's I know that you always hate it when I do it.
Okay.
But I actually think we might be able to go a little above 80.
Well.
And yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I'm not going to turn
goals.
We're not turning the phones off at 80, John. Trust
no,
me.
Let's just say that it becomes really, really important because, again, we've talked about this on this program before. But here's the bottom line reality. On November 4th, we're going to elect a new president. The real story of the 2008 campaign begins November 5th. And that is when you see the transition of power in Washington from the folks who've had it, very possibly, to some very different folks. And how that transition goes and what really happens with power, that's what this whole campaign has been about. This campaign is a lot of theater, a lot of good speeches, a lot of television ads and that. But in short order, we're going to get down to the reality, down to the brass tacks. And that is, you know, who's got power and what do they do with it? And I'm going to tell you something. Our major media in this country is not ready to cover that. Programs like this are going to be the essential coverage. This is where you're going to turn when you want to find out if a President Barack Obama is doing the right thing and if he's picking the right cabinet members and where he needs to be pressured or, you know, and I say God forbid, a President John McCain. Is he, you know, doing the right thing on something or is he taking us way off course and do we need to, you know, get to the barricades.
You know, John Nichols, when I talk about journalism, I often like to talk about, you know, not just the problems with the existing media system, but what are some of the examples of the great journalism out there? Who's mm-hmm. doing the good stuff? And one of the people who I repeatedly point to over the last few years is Jeremy Scahill, the journalist who worked with Democracy Now! And did the investigative work that produced the award-winning book Blackwater, which is such a powerful indictment of sort of the privatization of the military effort in Iraq that it led to congressional hearings, I mean, which is quite a statement for mm-hmm. a work of journalism to do that. And we're very fortunate right now to have on the line with us from Milwaukee, where he's visiting family, the journalist Jeremy Scahill. Jeremy, are you there? Hello, Jeremy. Well, I thought we had Jeremy.
I think
here.
Jeremy maybe, it sounds like Jeremy's out like you and I sometimes.
Yeah, I think Jeremy's he's probably getting ready for the Packers game.
Or the family and kids or something. Jeremy, are you there? Bob?
Hello, Jeremy.
There he is.
Hey, how you going?
We're doing great. We're on the air here on WILL AM 580. Jeremy, thank you so much for taking time from your
social
life.
I'm really honored to be with you, Bob. And before I say anything, I just want to thank you for all the work you've done, not just on this radio show, but in building the free press movement. And, of course, you guys were instrumental to helping not only to get Amy Goodman and the other Democracy Now! Folks who were arrested at the RNC in St. Paul out of jail, but also really pressuring, getting tens of thousands of signatures to get all of the charges dropped against these journalists who had been targeted by this thug force that had been deployed in St. Paul with $50 million worth of federal tax dollars. And, you know, it's a real example for the power of independent media and the free press movement that a grassroots group of people could rise up against a $50 million security operation and force them to back down in their intimidation of journalists. And this is one of the key, I think, elements of this movement. We do have power in this country. We have to realize it. We have to use it. And that's why it's important to defend this radio station and this radio program. And I'm really honored to be here, Bob, highlighting the importance of independent media on your station, on your program, and across this country, because if we don't defend independent media, we're going to lose it. And it's a crucial time in the history of this country. Many people talk about it. They say this is perhaps the most important election in U.S. history. That very well may be true. But even if Barack Obama is elected president, a man many people have put a great deal of hope and confidence in, even if he's elected president, we're going to have the reality of a Democratic Party administration that is still intent on waging U.S. wars. Obama is pledging to escalate the war in Afghanistan. He talks about using unilateral preemptive force inside of Pakistan's border. His Iraq plan has severe flaws that will allow the occupation to continue. His rhetoric on Latin America is very belligerent, in line with the Bush administration. The point here is not to say vote for Obama or don't vote for Obama. My point is to say that one of the reasons why we need independent media is to hold those in power accountable. We have seen the most unaccountable administration in U.S. history governing this country or not governing it for the past 8 years. We cannot allow this system to continue, even if it's someone in power who people believe in. On day one, after that election, if Obama's president, we all need to redouble our efforts to make sure that there are no new U.S. wars and that those that are being waged right now are brought to a swift end.
Well, Jeremy Scahill, thank you for making such an eloquent plea for the need for independent media, for programs like Media Matters. Keep up your great work. We're going to get you back on the air later for a full hour after the election. And again, thank you so much for joining us today. All right. I think Jeremy took the cue and departed. I'm Bob McChesney. You're listening to Media Matters here in WILL AM 580. This is our special pledge drive edition. We do these twice a year. They are my favorite shows, everyone. I hope you understand why I think they're my favorite shows, because, you know, I love doing this show. And when I'm out and about in the community and I get emails and talk to people or students come up to me, I can tell people are listening to the show. It gives me a charge. They have great ideas for guests. A lot of the guests we get on the show come from people in the community. I feel like this isn't just my personal vanity show. This is a show really for a very broad community of people who care very much about the future of this country, who care about the role media play in this country. And this is the time we need you, the listeners, to step forward and say, you know, I'm going to show my support for Media Matters, and I'm going to show my support for WILL AM 580, the radio station, the NPR station, the public station that went to bat to put this show on the air, that stood behind it, and that's done everything in its power to make it not only available to people in the community over the airways, but spending a lot of money to put it up on the internet for people to hear via podcasting. So people, please do make your pledges. We need to get 23 more pledges. We've only got 25 minutes left to meet our target. The number 217-244-9455. We've been given a challenge by Jay Pierce, who holds 17 different jobs here at the station at this point, including morning host of All Things Considered. And Jay Pierce says, if we can get over 80 calls, we will beat the morning edition show on Friday that he hosted. Oh, John, are you there?
I am here. I can't believe that Jay dares to challenge us.
Well, you know what? Here's the latest. The scoreboard has just come in from Pledge Central. We're up to 64 calls. We need 16 to go. I think we can do it, but this is the time for folks to call. And again, let me repeat the pledge items, because it's been a while and I know that a lot of people just tuned in. If you give a $60 pledge, you will get a copy, your choice, of either my brand new book, The Political Economy of Media, or a new book called The Great Financial Crisis, Causes and Consequences. This book is so new, it hasn't even been finished yet. I've read most of it. They're writing the introduction and conclusion. It will be out no later than early December. We've made plans to have it sent directly from the printer to WILL, and then it will be sent immediately on to you if you make a pledge and ask for it. This is an extraordinary book that really gives a wonderful analysis and explanation of the economic problems we're facing and what it means. When I read the drafts of it, I was so blown away by it. I said, I just want my listeners to have a chance to read a book like this, because I know this is what people constantly are asking for, some sort of clear, fundamental, structural analysis of what's going on in our economy that we could be jeopardized to the extent we are in this country today. So please call. Make your pledge, 217-244-9455. And, you know, folks, if you can't make a $60 pledge, that's just outside the range, give what you can. You know, they don't give us a cash total to shoot for here. They give us a call total. The reason is they know some people can't give 60. Some people are students. They're on fixed income, or they're facing some pretty tough times. So they don't want to risk giving away too much money at this point. Give what you can, $20, $30, $15, but give something. Everyone can give something. And those of you at the other end of the spectrum, like myself, who are very fortunate and have secure incomes and are doing well, this is the time for you to consider ramping it up a little bit to help out the station, because we're under much tighter pressure fiscally going forward than we've ever been in our history. We thought things were bad in the last few years, so that's going to look like a golden age compared to what's coming up. And if you can give a little more, please do, to help us out, and also to take some of the burden off those people who used to give us $20, $30, who aren't going to be in a position to do that for the next year or two. If you've got it, from those who can, to help support those who cannot, this is the time in a community that you come together to support your public station. And, you know, John, what I always tell people is take the taste test. You know, imagine if in the last year when people have been listening to this show, just this show alone, not to mention all the other great programming in WILL, but, you know, we've had, you know, Paul Krugman on talking about the economy, Robert Kuttner, Joseph Stiglitz, all on for a full hour taking questions. And I give them time. I mean, I did a show with Noam Chomsky not too long ago. I think I asked four questions in the whole show. Chomsky, the caller's got to ask a few more. He just gave these long answers that were like beautiful essays that would be impossible on commercial radio. I mean, he would be shouted down by Ann Coulter and hurled insults at him. They'd have to break for 4 minutes of commercials. If you treasure having a show where people have something important to say and are given the time to say it, where you can call in and talk to them directly, you have to go to the phone right now. Call 217-244-9455. 9455 and be certain to make your pledge, WILL AM580 to Media Matters. Get one of your premiums, support the station. Right now in the phone room, John, we've got four people who are volunteers. I mean, they're people who love the station, who believe in public radio. They believe in Media Matters. They came down here on their Sunday, took time away from their families because they really want to help support the station. They're not getting paid a dime. They're doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. Call them up. They're waiting for your phone calls. They want to help you because they believe in the station just like you do, or you wouldn't be listening. But the whole foundation of this station and this show working is that people who benefit from the programming, who enjoy it, who participate in giving us ideas for the programming, also need to have to help pay the expenses of the station that make this programming possible. So 244-9455. We've got 64 calls. We need at least 16 to tie the morning edition. I think I called it All Things Considered accidentally. That's afternoon. Morning edition, Friday, that Jay Pierce hosted. He's thrown down the gauntlet. Can we top Jay Pierce in the Friday morning version of Morning Edition? Mm-hmm. We've got to get 16 to there. John Nichols, what's your challenge, John? You think 80 is something we should be able to top?
Look, the fact of the matter is that we know how it happens, how it works in the back rooms of in the dangerous back rooms of public radio, where they say, that show on Sunday that McChesney does is a very good quality show. It's kind of one that we really respect, and we honor the fact that it's on there and all that. But come on, it's not like one of the big players there. And then the fact of the matter is, if you come in and say, well, you know what, we set a goal of 80 for that show. 80 calls. And people are like, whoa, 80 calls? That's undoable. That's incredible. He says, no, that's not the story. We set a goal of 80, and they got to 90.
Yeah.
They blew it. They blew right through it. And you see, the power of that in communicating with the people, not just at this station, but stations around the country, about why a show like this matters and why, maybe someplace else wants to pick up Media Matters. But more than that, maybe some other school wants to put on a professor who's his skill isn't in media. Maybe his or her skill is in healthcare, and they're going to carve out an hour and develop a program that really burrows into the politics and the economics of another issue. This is how we communicate to people who do radio programming that there is broad public support for quality programming. Your call now, your call at this point in this drive, as we come to the close of it, and where we can move those numbers up, really allows us to turn to those, to the programmers, not to Jay, who's a great guy and already gets it, but to people around the country, and say, you can put smarter, better, more serious programming on. The people, it's not like the people will tolerate it. They want it, and they're willing to support it.
I don't think there's any question about that. The response this show has been getting for 6.5 years has been nothing short of extraordinary. It surprised me. It surprised everyone here. And it's as I said, I enjoy doing the show. It's purely a pleasure for me to do every week. And it's not even remotely close to the word work for me. But it doesn't happen for free. I don't take an income from it, but we have to pay the bills here. This microphone didn't come for free. The electricity didn't come for free. The heating doesn't come for free. The equipment doesn't come for free. All of it costs money. We don't take advertisers. We don't have owners. The government, to the extent it supports us, is, it's supporting a lot of other things than public broadcasting right now, all across the board. We need the listeners to step up, give their support, keep this station strong and vibrant, keep this show strong and vibrant. The number 244-9455, 244-9455. John, we talked about this all the time, but it's always striking to me that only 10% of the listeners to public broadcasting and to this show actually make pledges, even though they're regular listeners.
Yeah, I know. Look, it's the old game of, I had an uncle who would come to dinner with the family, and then, as it got toward the end of dinner, he'd excuse himself and say, I got to go to the restroom or something like that, and he wouldn't show up, wouldn't get back to the table until after the bill had been paid. And, there's just some folks who think they can sort of slide out and not be noticed. But the truth of the matter is, we notice. We know if you're not anting up.
Well, especially if 10 people are at the table and 9 go to the bathroom.
Well,
and that's
probably
sort of the situation
yeah.
we got now. We got one person who's sitting at the tables or looking
picking
around.
Up the bill.
Picking up the tab.
And love those people who do pick up the bill. Look, we value them greatly.
We adore them.
Think about yourself. I mean, do you really want everybody else looking at you going, whoa, what happened to you when it came time to pay? The fact of the matter is we're not asking for much. We are asking for what you decide you can give. If it's $5, we love it. That's fantastic. If it's $10, great. Whatever you can give. If you can give 60, get a premium. That's fabulous. If you can give 100, great. But give what you can and do it not for us, but for yourself.
That's
do
right.
it because you're going to need this information. I cover politics for a living. I cannot emphasize. November 5th, this is all going to get very complicated and very serious. They have not begun to talk about the full reality of the economic crisis. And once they do, and juxtapose that with a new president, it's going to be quite a ride. And you're going to need somebody, some institution that you trust going through that. This program is that somebody, that institution. You ought to support it. Give Media Matters the resources to give you the information you're going to need in the next year.
And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, John, because we've already lined up a bunch of shows for after the election for people to come in, including economists like James Galbraith, the brilliant economist who's been advising members of Congress.
He's been great, and his new book is flat out brilliant.
His new book, I think, is maybe the best book on economics I've read in a decade.
The Predator State.
The Predator State. And we're going to have him on the show. I can hardly wait. We're going to have members of Congress again. Sherrod Brown, we're going to get back. We'll probably have Bernie Sanders. We're going to have a variety of people here who are going to really, our mission is to make sure as the economic crisis and as the general political scene unfolds in the next weeks and months and years, this program's dedicated to stay on top of it and the media coverage on top of it. John, I've just been handed a slip by Jay Pierce, two slips. I'll go to the first one, which is he suggests that listeners should give a gift membership to a friend if they've already got it, to get their friend involved in the station. If they know the friend is listening but hasn't ponied up yet, maybe this is a way, a polite way and a friendly way to get them aboard. Give a gift membership. How much does a gift membership cost, Jay?
$40
gets you gift membership.
$40. Nothing.
Not much.
Come on.
And then also, the news just came in that we have 76 callers, John.
Come on. 76.
And now Jay Pierce has an apologetic note here. He says,
uh-oh,
I'm sorry I underestimated the mass media or the Media Matters audience. Here I am. I feel I'm imitating George W. Bush. I misunderestimated.
You haven't underestimated. The fact of the matter is that people are coming through. And think about it. Think about what we're saying here as we go toward that goal of 90 calls in this period. We've
That's
still
right.
got a ways to go.
That's our new goal. He's put that down
think
as our
about,
new goal.
But think about what we're going to be able to say. Everybody, every public radio station in this country is saying, wow, bad economy, tough times. People are really, they're just not coming through. We can't count on our audience because, you know, people are scared.
So we need
but
14
the media
callers.
Matters listeners. The Media Matters listeners say, yeah, we're scared too. We're worried. We know that these are tough times. But we know that among the resources that we will require in these tough economic times is the information to act as citizens. And we will only get that information from WILL, from Media Matters, from programming like this. And so we're anting up. We're making our contribution in the amount that we can. And we're going to call what number, Bob?
217-244-9455. And John Nichols, we have a special final guest on that is a special treat for us. Our first producer of Media Matters, someone named Ben Scott, who's
a
local Champaignian, went to uni here and then came and he's getting his PhD now at the University of Illinois. And Ben has gone on to Washington. Is now really, to be blunt, he's the policy director of Free Press and really leading a lot of the movement for independent media, for a non-privatized open internet, for viable public media, for local media in Washington. He's really come to the top, and he's joining us for a few minutes. Ben, are you there?
I'm here, Bob. It's good to be back.
It's wonderful to hear your voice. I know you've got a lot of friends in the area, too, and family as well. You know, you work on media. You're immersed in it on Capitol Hill and in Washington. Without you know, necessarily being a partisan person here, are there differences between the two major candidates for president on the core issues of media ownership, public media, internet access, or are they pretty much on the same page?
As always, I think that media issues cut across all of the major political issues of our time. And whether you are most concerned about the meltdown on Wall Street or the crisis in healthcare or the quality of the education that your kids get at school. What links all of those together is your ability to find out what's going on in your community, in your state, at the national level, get critical journalism, critical commentary on all of these important issues, and then as an informed citizen make a decision about what's right for you in the voting booth or in the city council or in your PTA meeting. Now, media is, if it's not your first issue, it has to be your second issue because it's so vital to everything that we do in our political system.
Well, Ben, what would you say? You know, we're here with our hat out. We're desperately trying to seek people to support WILL. You were the first producer of Media Matters. I remember when we were sort of huddled together working out the first year there in 2002. And I don't think either of us had any idea it would end up where it has gotten to 6.5 years later. But how important is supporting a show like this and a station like WILL from your vantage point as someone who's trying to generate public awareness of basic media issues?
I think that local public broadcasting stations are more important now than they've ever been. You know, as we see commercial broadcast stations begin to essentially become national syndicated programming outlets, and for financial reasons or for other motives, you know, abandon the local community in large part, you know, public media stations step in and are the community institutions that everybody trusts, that connect with local government, with local educators, with the universities, with cultural outlets, and they become a hub of information and culture that we all rely upon. And as we move into a digital world and an information economy, you know, public broadcasting goes with it and becomes an online resource as well as an over-the-air resource. I think we couldn't be at a more important time for public media.
Ben Scott, you made the case eloquently, as usual. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great afternoon, okay?
Thanks, Bob. Great to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours, too. That was Ben Scott, the first producer of Media Matters, now the policy director for Free Press in Washington, and a Champaign native. We have 79 calls, so we need one to bust through
be
that.
Be the one.
Yeah. Who wants to be number 80?
Be the one.
And we need 11 to get to our new target, and we've got 9 minutes to do it. So please make that call, 217-244-9455. I think we've given you all the crucial reasons. We desperately need your support. I've got a few people I do want to thank. And we've got a Champaign. I like this. Champaign, Mary Jo Erickson. Thank you so much, Mary Jo. We've also got Robert Carter's from Terre Haute. Thank you, Robert Carter. We've got Paul Pryor from Champaign. Thank you, Paul. Timothy Stelzer from Urbana. Farina. Always get a call from Farina. What a great town that is. John Lee from Farina, thank you. Ron Engel from Terre Haute. Diana Nickum from Robinson. And Jeffrey Scanlon from Urbana. So Champaign's making a comeback.
A little bit.
But I think Urbana, I tell you, maybe I'm going to move back. I don't know.
I think we really got to recognize.
We'll have to plant some seeds over in Champaign.
That's
right. No question about it. But what we do need is to get those calls now. We need people to call in at 217-244-9455. I'm Bob McChesney. This is Media Matters. You're listening to WILL AM 580. We only do these pledge drives twice a year. They're very brief. People, just when you hear that it's time to call, just make the call, get it over with, show that support for the station. We've got a bunch of great shows planned for after the election going forward. We're going to have John Nichols, our guest today, who's joining us right now on the phone lines. He's going to be with us 2 weeks from today for a full hour where we're just going to talk about media and the election on November 2nd, 2 days before the presidential election. As John said, it is going to be, and it is already arguably one of the most important presidential elections in American history. I think it's certainly on, John, I'd have to put it with 1800, 1896, 1932.
The only other one I'd throw in there, don't skip 1860. I mean,
oh, yeah,
I think there are these critical elections where the country faces a huge choice, and it is a directional choice. And they come in a time of crisis because this country is so big and so diverse that we can never quite get together to make the big leap when it isn't tough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we remember those elections as the epic turning points. I got to emphasize, there is no question this is one of them. Every economist, Paul Krugman, who just won the Nobel, says this is the biggest economic crisis since the Great Depression.
Well, that's uniform now. Yeah, that's understood.
It is uniform. They didn't tell us a while ago, but now they do. And also, every serious foreign policy expert says that because of our trade deficits, not the war in Iraq, not the war in Afghanistan, although those are critical, But because of our trade deficits and a host of other factors, we have international vulnerabilities now that we have not had at any time in the history of the Republic. So you've got these incredible economic issues, these incredibly complex issues of sort of the reconciliation of a once separate nation with a globalized future. It all comes to a head. We're going to make choices here that will linger till after we're gone. Our grandchildren will be living with the results of what happens this year. And so this is a big deal. And it's why we keep saying to folks, you need to have great programming, great information, because if you don't have it, not merely going into the election, but once this election is decided, it's going to be rougher for you. It's going to be harder to get in this game and be a serious player. And trust me, we're going to need the people who listen to this station to be serious players. It is not doable for a president. No president's going to solve this alone.
Our guest, John Nichols. I'm Bob McChesney. This is Media Matters. We've only got about 10 minutes left. They're going to let us stay in a few extra minutes here to 205 or 206. We need still five more calls to reach our goal. Please do call in at 217-244-9455. Remember, we've got two brand new books, The Political Economy of Media, the other book being the still yet released The Great Financial Crisis, Causes and Consequences. You can get either of those for $60, both for $100. Give whatever you can. If it's only $10 or $20, give $10 or $20. We understand. But if you're in a position to give $60 or $100, give $60 or $100. And for God's sake, if you're in a position where you can give $2 or $3 or $400, this is the time we need it. Because you can help out those at the low end who aren't going to be able to contribute. And if you've got a secure income, you've got a stable future, I'm very privileged that way, this is the time to make your contribution. You can really help the cause. We need your support. I've got a few people I do want to thank. And here's some interesting news, John. We got someone who called all the way from California to make a pledge.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they had found about on the web. They were listening, and they decided just to call it in to show their support. Got another person called in from Canada, Ontario, just to show their support for the station. So two phone calls from out from California and from Canada. Everyone else pretty much from the area, as you'd expect. Mm-hmm. And Champagne, I think, has been chastened. They've made a comeback here.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Pierce just gave the thumbs up. I think he was feeling pretty shamed over there.
The shame was, it was serious. And it was real. And fact is, we were going to talk about it for weeks, maybe months to come.
Yeah, that'd be the whole theme of the next pledge drive.
Exactly. So I think Champagne is getting itself off the hook. Maybe two or three more calls?
Well, we got James and Virginia Foster from Champaign to thank.
All right.
Peter Martins from Champaign to thank. And Ruth, Wheaties. I apologize, Ruth, from the bottom of my heart for mangling
for
your name.
Incredibly embarrassing attempt you made at her name.
It's pathetic. Yeah. And she's allowed to call you McChesney or something crazy.
McChesney.
Yeah, or
whatever. The whole way.
I won't be offended. And then from Urbana, good old Urbana, always coming in there. Spencer Vonderhyde. Thank you so much, Spencer, for making the call. So we're at 85. We need five more to reach our goal. We've got, they're giving us till four after. If you haven't called, this is the time to call.
4 minutes, four more calls. Come on.
You can do it at 217-244-9455. We will go to our usual programming that comes up after 206, so don't worry about that. But right now, this is Bob McChesney. This is Media Matters. This is WILL AM 580. We're at the closing minutes of our pledge drive. After this, I'll go back to my usual programming. We're going to have people like John Nichols and like Bill Fletcher, James Galbraith, Sherrod Brown. We've got some wonderful guests lined up for the next few months. We'll be staying right on top of the economic and political situation in this country. As stories break, we will have guests in a position to talk about it. Plus, we'll also do some of the work we tried to do with people like Danny Schechter a year and a half ago, talking about the subprime mortgage crisis a year before anyone else knew much about it, or 6 months before. Or Mark Miller, who we've had on twice in the last year, talking about voter suppression in the elections. Now Mark Miller finally getting on Bill Moyer's show on Friday night, making the big time. Listeners of this show were familiar with these concerns long before most people are listening to mainstream news media or even public media for that matter. So call 244-9455. We're going to keep those stories coming at you, those sorts of guests coming at you, not always just about politics. But, you know, we got a late-breaking development here, John.
What up?
You sitting down?
I am.
Good. We're at 91. So now,
so my goal of 100, we're very close.
We're very close to your goal. 100. That's right. And they put the goalpost back at the 100 mark now. So we've got to get nine more in five minutes.
Look at that. That is mind-blowing. We can make it to 100.
Jay Pierce, Does this mean you're going to put Media Matters on instead of Morning Edition now?
Yeah.
If beat it up?
Morning Edition.
Are we going to bump
that?
Them? Are we going to put them on weekends?
Oh, my God. Morning Edition is, we're burning right through them. But no, let's respect all the shows on this
we're
great
just
network.
Kidding here.
And we're, this
it's a healthy competition.
Part of it, but the 100 calls that we're going to make, and come on, please do call now. What's that phone number, Bob?
It's 217-244-9455. We've got another 6 minutes. They're giving us till 206.
100 calls
need
that
nine
we
more
will make in this. This is unprecedented. We're doing something here that is remarkable. And again, think about what we're going to be able to say. All over the country, public radio stations saying, there just isn't the support out there.